latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines, and we'll start with the news that reports suggest that Newcastle are looking at bringing back Empoli striker Arnold Jakubovic to England just 4 months after the Austrian left Middlesbrough to join the Serie A side. The 18-year-old had made his way through the academy at the Riverside Stadium after joining from Austria Vienna in 2015. He was, however, allowed to leave the club by then-boss Ettore Karanka, joining Empoli for £850,000. Spartan making his first-team debut for Empoli 4 days ago after coming on within 2 minutes to go in the 3-1 win over Bologna on Sunday. It seems Magpies boss Rafa Benitez wants to make a move for him. Jakubovic has scored regularly under the 19 level for Austria and scored in his last appearance for the under-21 side. Since moving to Italy, he's also been regularly hitting the back of the net for the club's under-19 team, scoring 6 goals in 9 games. Moving on then, Anioto Perez has revealed that La Liga side Las Palmas tried to sign him last summer, but he insists he is very happy at Newcastle United. 23-year-old signed a 5.5-year contract in February 2016, which runs through until the summer of 2021 and remains on tight side following relegation. Perez impressed in the Championship campaign, most particularly during the second half of the season, scoring 12 goals and providing 6 assists in all competitions. Barcelona and Manchester United are just two of the clubs who have been linked with the move for Perez in the past, but he insists he's happy at St James's Park. Finally then, and Rafa Benitez had admitted that Newcastle will be well behind the Premier League big boys next season. The United chief confirmed he will stay on as boss next year after being granted all the proceeds raised by their promotion. A decade ago, Newcastle spent most last season challenging in the top half and were regulars in Europe. While Benitez is a man in a hurry to relaunch the club, he's also been realistic. He told the Mirror, the big boys, they are quite far ahead at the moment. Then you see Crystal Palace, West Brom, Southampton and Stoke that are quite strong. They have an advantage because they have been in the Premier League for a few years and have all the money that is involved with that. That's all then for today's headlines. We'll have more news later.